knucklehead, knucklehead, knuckle, 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 knucklehead, knucklehead.
Interesting is, French Rider, you sent a link. You want to dive into that link? I'm going to put it up because I have another another link that kind of semi goes with it.
Yeah, so there was there was this TikToker who I think earlier this week or like last week she put up a video. I don't know where it was. But she kind of had like an accent, like a British accent maybe, or maybe it was in the States, I don't know. But she was getting into this vehicle and you could assume that she's Asian, right? She gets in the car and the cab driver is just talking to her. He's just like trying to do small talk and he says, "Where are you from?" You know, because I know some Asian people and you just don't look like them. And she got like hella outraged, but not like she didn't scream at the guy or anything.
I mean,
like
that is a little weird to ask the way you. If he asked the way you said it, that's a little weird. Because you say you don't look like if you say you know, I'm Jewish, you don't look Jewish. Like that's an insult.
let me explain a little further. So basically, he says that. And she tells him, you know what, that's not the right way to, that's not a type of question that you should ask, and you made me feel very uncomfortable. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, like, English is not my first language, so there's like a language barrier there. And she's immediately trying to get out the car and like cut the conversation and get out, but she's trying to like make him feel bad because he type of question. No. We don't even see the guy. Like, she didn't point it at him or anything. And so throughout the video, he's like, oh, I'm sorry if I offended you. Please don't take it the wrong way. That's not how I meant it.
You know, I got black friends.
And he's like, you know, I
love Jackie Chan.
I love them. I love those type of people. You know, they always come off there. They're always very polite and all this stuff and whatnot. And she was like not having it. And then he says, please don't report it to the company because, you know, I have a daughter that I have to support and they're going to fire me, blah, blah, blah. And she writes like in the comments, like, now he's trying to guilt trip me. So whatever, he stops the car, she gets out and she starts crying. She's like, you know, I'm like, she feels very offended or whatever. So comments start rolling in and everyone is against her. Like, everyone.
Finally.
Yes, seriously. They were like, the guy obviously that, like, he was just trying to make small talk. He was genuinely curious. He didn't come off as like a racist bigot or anything.
But you know what, you like, you're just doing though, this right? For clout. Like, even if, no matter what he asked or how he asked it, once the guy says, like, hey, English isn't my first language, like, I'm sorry, he should get a little bit of a pass right there. Because the way they might ask something in a different language, when you convert it to English, sometimes it sounds way more offensive than it really would sound in another language. So, like, it's not like he was like, you know, are you a dude? Like, no, he probably meant, like, what part of the world are you from? Or something like something that sound a lot nicer in a different language, you know? So, like, that's where you get a pass from me right there.
But not even that. Like, I'm like, why?
No. What I'm saying is, like, curious, if I, right? If, yeah, but if we jumped in
no,
a
no,
cab,
no, I get what you're saying.
And we get in the cab and he's like, hey, where are you from? From New York. Like, that doesn't bother me. But if he's like, says something, you know, I don't know, something outlandish or something, or about why are you so fat or whatever the fuck is offensive, like, I would say something back. But how weak are you that you literally, the man apologized and you got out of a car to cry about it? Like, that's nuts to me. Like, dude, what are you, a Kardashian? Like, that's fucking pathetic.
Not just that, but when she starts spouting off how this makes her feel uncomfortable, that I think is just a buzzword because he, obviously he doesn't.
But you can't tell someone how to feel like that. I
sure,
understand.
He,
No, no, but you, if someone says I'm uncomfortable and he's combative against that, that's different. He wasn't combative.
No, no. I'm not talking about that way. What I'm saying
the word uncomfortable is a buzzword for people to get clicks.
Yeah. Yeah, because in reality, that's telling somebody asking their ethnicity or incorrectly labeling their ethnicity, that doesn't sound like something to make them uncomfortable. That would just, like, if she was like, okay, well, you shouldn't really ask it like that or something, okay, that's a little understandable. People are sensitive nowadays.
But you can't, you know, like, oh, that makes you can't tell someone, like, don't feel uncomfortable. But I think once he wasn't combative and he was like, oh, you basically, if you know better, you do better kind of thing. So if he said something that she didn't approve of, whatever it was, even to us, it's silly that she got crazy for that. But whatever he says, immediately, if someone says, like, that makes me uncomfortable, you shouldn't say it like that. You should say it like this. And they go, I'm sorry, now I know, or whatever. They're not combative. They're apologetic. You should end it. Like, that's it. It's over. Dead deal. You said you didn't like it. He said sorry. It's over. Dragging it the way she did was nuts to me. Like, it was like she's on a fucking SVU. Like, bitch, you didn't get raped or nothing. Like, why are you fucking making a crazy deal like this?
If that one question made her that uncomfortable to crack her, imagine if something really went down. So the bitch would die. No, it would crack her. Oh, good Lord. She's crying again and we're going to be canceled. Yeah. Good Lord.
And at the same time, like, I think the problem with this day, with people nowadays, is that you got to record everything. Like, what she should have done was look at her tape, look at the recording, probably talk to someone and be like, yo, am I overreacting or something? Or like,
well, no, but you know how it is.
And not have posted.
Once all they think about is the clicks. So in her, what I was going to say is, in her mind, she was probably nowhere near in the wrong. Like, in her mind, this was like a big scary man and made me feel uncomfortable as a female and a minority. And all, like, she probably went down that road in her head. And it's funny because me and my brother-in-law, we record some of our gameplay for Destiny, and I'll do a crazy shot. Then I'll watch the recording before I send it to him, because one time I sent it to him and he was like, that wasn't that impressive. So, like, I watched my shit before I sent it to him to make sure it was as cool as I thought it was. So you're right. Watch that shit before you don't even need to send it to anybody. Just watch it yourself. And see, like, damn, did I overreact, or was this going too crazy? Because it was.
Don't forget, you can't go overreact.
This motherfucker's talking about getting canceled. Dong.
I think good job. No. I'll give you A for effort, though.
So now, what did she... Did she report the guy? Okay.
No, she didn't report the guy. She never even, like I said, she never took a picture of his face or anything like that. And she actually apologized. She came back and she made a video apologizing. Like, you know, I didn't read the apology. I didn't hear it. But I heard she apologized. And I was like, all right, bet. You ate your shit. And
no, but it's one of those.
Whatever. Now you clean
it up. She probably started getting so much hate that she was like, fuck, I have to apologize now. She did the apology tour.
No, because you have to. You have to. I'm loving this policing of people when they think they put themselves on this high horse. Like, yo, take yourself down a little bit. These social warriors went a little too extreme at times, and they passed the mark. Now,
so everything's being checked and balanced. I never did it for views or clout. I thought that by posting it, it showed that I spoke up something that offended me, and here so often as an ignorant observation by many. I wasn't putting myself in the other shoe at the time. I acted purely on emotion, which isn't correct. I now realize that. And he says the cab's identity isn't shown at any point in the video. I also mentioned in the video that I wasn't going to tell his work, or she keeps going. But the main thing is, like, I think all of this, the fact that she recorded it, and try to like make something way bigger than it was just makes her apology and everything look stupid. Like, if she would have explained this in a post,
I will give it,
and then got dragged, like, that's a little different. The fact that she had the wherewithal to go, he just said, where are you from? You don't look Asian, or whatever the fuck he said, and she whipped out a phone to record him, like, it was a paparazzi or fucking stranger danger. That's, dude, that's so pathetic, man.
Yeah, I will give it props in this sense, right? And I don't know if it's because somewhere deep down inside she felt like it wasn't that big and it really was just for the clout, but she didn't report him. She didn't take his photo. Like, at least she wasn't trying to, like,
you what, know, take throw his him photo under the bus. What? Like, for sense. Use it later? Oh, you mean online?
Like, no, because you know how people do. Yeah, but we use it online. To, like, look at this guy. Don't go in the car with this guy. This guy's a racist.
Yeah, they're gonna storm the gates on this.
The fact that the guy was like so apologetic for something that he technically didn't really do anything like wrong, but a person told you they feel uncomfortable, and he immediately like tried to de-escalate the situation and make it better. The fact that he almost had to plead for his job because he probably knows fucking people will report you for anything, and he has to feed his family. Like, imagine if she reported this and he got fired for that. Like, how crazy would that be?
I mean, oh yeah, he would have been done.
His family's gonna have to eat the call.
That's if it's even his call.
Even worse. You'll have to switch to get a job at Uber Eats. And they'll be like, yeah, man, you shouldn't be eating this. You look so
fat. You have
fat.
Family in there. This is for you.
Damn. You should call this a cancel episode.
You know how many times I lied? Yeah. Fucking, hold on, let me see. Yo, what you want? Okay, yeah, let me get two of those.
I think we've all been there, especially
so
him.
So the reason why So that's a good article. I definitely agree with you on most of your points. I agree with the one especially that people need to be called out for dumb shit. Same reason that bitch in the gym that fucking fakes when people stare at her and she makes these super edited videos. Like, it's shit like that that makes the internet such a fucking place that I don't want to be on because of people like that. And it just irks the shit out of me when I see like that gym stuff where they're like, look, I can't even work out half naked without anyone looking at me. And he's like, excuse me, can I get by? And she's like, look, he even talked to me. It's like, bitch, what the fuck up? Like, that it puts so much doubt on people that are in real danger and real situations.
No, it definitely. That's why I love the parody from videos. Swole? Where, like, Swole? There's not from him, but some of them. But some of them comes from, like, I don't know if they're big or not, but other people where it's like a girl needs help and they're like, oh, no, don't touch it. Don't walk away. I'm not here.
Just walk off. Just be like,
he's like, you need help? She's like, I have a boyfriend. And then she's like, help, help. He's like, let me go get your boyfriend. While she got the weight on her chest. Like, that, those are funny.
Or you really dump him out and just walk over and be like,
I
wouldn't be surprised.
That's the only thing that I agree with. I agree with some of that dude that everybody hates. What's his name? Tate. Yeah. Some of his points of like,
Andrew Tate?
When they're like, oh, the guy's supposed to protect me, make all the money, pay on the first date. And they're like, okay, what if the guy doesn't want you to do OnlyFans? Oh, he doesn't want a strong woman, or he's like, dude, how come it's fucking traditional for one side, but you could be a hoe bag? Like, get out of here.
No. Anthony Mackie had a great thing when he was on that
Daddy Make Me a Sandwich
Williams show, and he was like, "Yep, make me a sandwich. You want me to fight something for you? You want me to do that?
Don't do the voice."
Why? We're already. You already
make daddy a sandwich.
You already put up the racism.
Yeah, I definitely like. I know that guy Tate is hated by so much, but sometimes when I see his videos, like, yeah, he's a douchebag. Like, there's no
password.
Yeah, he's a fucking douche. Like, don't get me wrong, but when he talks to a group of women that all do OnlyFans, and all of them are partying in clubs, and some of them are like that they fuck, you know, 15 guys in a night, and like they're really promiscuous hoe bags. Yeah,
my body count
some
is
of
like
them 200,
and I'm only
and, like,
25
when he's talking to them, and they're demand it's very they're demanding a guy to be a certain way and traditional, but they don't want to be traditional. And what he's doing in a terrible delivery way is saying, like, what do you bring to the table besides your looks? Like, you don't bring anything. And a lot of the stuff that he tells them, you know, there's a few women that go on his show that are like, yo, without procreation, men don't need women. Like, a woman actually stood up on his show and said that shit. Was like, if men find a way to make babies without us, we're fucked. Men built the world. Men did all that. Granted, she got a lot of shit from that. But the latest, I don't agree with everything he says, but I do agree with, like, why do I have to be a traditional guy and pay for all this shit? And if I don't want you to be a hoe bag, you're like, oh, it's because I'm a strong woman and you don't want somebody to, you know, if a guy doesn't make enough money, I'm not going to go after him. But if a guy says, yo, that girl is too ugly, they're like, oh, you can't judge her. You stay strong, queen. Like, it's such a double-edged sword that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And he's not the only one. I mean, there's so many shows like that
where
they call these women out, right?
He started that, like, that whatchamacallit.
Yeah,
he gave birth to those other shows.
But it's true though, because if you're a woman looking for a guy who makes six figures, who's 6 feet tall,
that's less than 5%. Yeah, and he did like a crazy number.
Less than 5%. Whatever it is, and it's like, okay, that man is gonna want someone who stays at home, who cooks, who takes care of him, who does what he needs her to do, because he doesn't need your money. Which is true, because I mean, whenever a guy, like, I recall something that someone said on Facebook or whatever, in like one of those channels, it was like, a guy, whenever you ask a guy, hey, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for this? He probably tells you nothing, because he'll get it
himself.
Or he
doesn't want the drama.
He doesn't really need you to get it for you.
Because that's one of the points
or drama.
He says, he's like, even if you're not a traditional woman, all men really want, you guys have all these rules, like you said, about 6 feet, he got to make this much money, he has to have this kind of house, this kind of car. But all a man really wants is peace. They want a peace of mind. They don't want you to add to that.
Yeah.
And the difference between men and women is, a guy will take a woman in any state and go, I got to provide for my family, and no matter what she makes, I'm going to make it so that she's good and we are good. But the women that he brings on his show, they're like, no, the guy got to make his own money. He has to have all these expectations. And it's like, that doesn't work like that. You can't have it both ways. You can't have a guy that's going to open your door, pay for all your shit. But then
you're
going to
go out and
like, say 6 figures, 6 feet, all this bullshit, when the guy's like, all right, I want somebody this age, not fat, not this, not that, they're like, wait, you can't judge women like that. And it's like, you're judging guys though. Like, when he shits on Lizzo, he makes fun of Lizzo for being fat, and they're like, oh no, you can't say things like that. Yeah, and
oh,
he's like,
she's
yo, she's not a 10,
and
she's fucking
stuff, yeah,
obese. And when he hit him with, she was like, no, but she's gorgeous. Then why are you not fat? If being fat is beautiful, why are all y'all not fat? Why do y'all all train to not be fat? Because you know that if you go to the club and you're fat, that guys are not going to pick you up the way they pick you up now. And he shit on them in one motion like that. And some of those points make sense, but his delivery, of course, he's a fucking douchebag. But going off the cab thing that we were just talking about, on Board Panda, I didn't look at any of these. I just pulled up it's from like 5 years ago. It's hilarious conversations that people overheard in New York. I think this was supposed to be in cabs. So some of them are really weird. Like, where are you from? Korea? Oh, really? North or South? And he's like, take a guess. it's like what people overheard. And then it's like, We had to fire the nanny. My husband found her on an escort site. And then the question is, why was he looking for escorts?
Why did he hire her?
There's another one from LondonLovesBusiness.com. The weirdest and funniest taxi stories revealed. So this is what I was kind of looking for. When it talks about, like, some of these are really weird. What's the weirdest customer request you've ever had? And it says, working with the public day in, day out is unpredictable, as you would imagine. Trip isn't as simple as picking someone up and dropping them off at work. While you expect a dinner invite here and there, a couple of our case studies experienced, some customers went even further when asked the question, I've had lots of strange experience. The weirdest one I've had, I was invited to a wedding after only speaking to the customer about 3 minutes. Surprisingly, this isn't the most intimate request that was reported. One driver recalls a client asked if I could put their shoes and socks on for them.
So, fuck. That's fucking weird.
They probably had surgery.
Foot fetish.
I don't give a... alright, well. You should learn to walk.
Some of these are really weird, but I'm going to go back to the panda one. Number three is, can you watch my drink while I go to the bathroom? And the guy says, sure. But do you think having dudes you don't know watch your drink is a good idea? And she says, I saw you mouth all the words to Justin Bieber's song. I figured you were harmless.
Damn, dump them out.
What song, though?
Number four is I would fail that shit so hard because I'd be fucking Lady Gaga, Cher. I got all the gay playlists. I'd be definitely Dolly Parton. I don't give a shit. This one says, is there anything exclusively Canadian that you miss? And they said healthcare. this one says, I overheard a toddler waving at a pigeon saying, buy street chicken. This one is, there's so many dirtbag guys in New York. I wish someone could round them up and ship them off to an island somewhere. Don't you realize we are on that island? Have you ever been handcuffed? And the person says, sexually or by law enforcement? These are just random conversations that people have overheard. There's also a weird channel or video. I think it's on Instagram or TikTok, but I see it on Instagram. When it pops up, I'll share it with you. It's things I overheard at Disney World, and it's literally like people in the costumes, what they have overheard people talking about, because you kind of forget that they're standing there, and like people talk about like, why are there this type of people here, or... I forgot my Confederate flag. Like, random, the most weirdest random shit you could think of, they overhear. Yeah.
Herpes is flaring.
Damn, I have hepatitis. I hope I'm not fucking HIV positive, because I just shared a meal with that guy. I definitely wish they made, like an actual show or something about that, on things people overhear in fucking amusement parks, because... They like I could only imagine how much shit that they
that'd be funny.
They overhear, because I was also watching the behind the scenes stuff for what's the Star Wars place name at what would like the park, you guys remember?
At Disney,
like it had a different name. I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
Isn't it like Smuggler or something?
But the guy was talking about he plays Kylo Ren in the, you know how they have those videos of Kylo Ren walking around and Stormtroopers walking around. They're actually not talking in the suit. They have hand gestures.
Remote control?
So like certain hand gestures give you the same generic response. So, like, whenever someone's like, do you believe in the Force or something, they'll do a hand gesture and it'll say, like, you know, they'll shit on them. And there's like, a fuck ton of signals or a fuck ton of sentences that it can say. I don't know if that's true for all of the characters, but I know he was showing, like, and then I started watching some of the videos, and they always do, like, this twisting motion with their hands when they talk. So it's, yeah.
That's interesting, because some of the... Some
like,
of
he's talking to you, like, very
personalized. Yeah, very personalized. Because
there's one video where the guy fucking, he pulls out a lightsaber, and he shits on him, and is... He pulls out a lightsaber, and then Kylo Ren walks by, and he's like, "You're not of the Force." Like, he shits on him or something. The guy just puts his head down. He kind of dumps him out. Yeah. So, like, I thought they were all, like, talking and personalized. I didn't think, you know, unless...
Yeah, I was like, yo, whoever what is it? Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, I definitely, people. Next time you watch it, see if they do the hand signals, because I'm curious to see if that's true. So number eight is, we're busy this weekend. We're going to Greg's lightning party. What's a lightning party? It's celebrating 1 year since Greg was hit by lightning. We're celebrating.
That's a fair point. That's something we're celebrating.
Number nine I was standing around and heard this guy tell the girl, "What does he do?" And then the girl says, "Cocaine." He's like, "No, I meant for work." How drunk were you last night? I donated money to Wikipedia. That's pretty bad.
Jeez.
Did you want to... It says mother to daughter walking by. The mother to the daughter says, "Did you want to stop to spit on Trump Tower or just head home?" That's pretty funny. Guy directing traffic at LaGuardia. Unlike America, let's all keep moving forward. Jesus. Short man to tall man, do you play basketball? And then the tall guy says, do you play mini golf? I mean, what color was he? That's it. We don't have cable, so we're watching a couple break up across the street from us. Hey, sometimes, yo, the drama outside.
Get your popcorn.
What was it, a few weeks ago, we had a hostage situation up the block? Yeah, they closed the street on both sides. There was like 100 cops. Somebody was holding somebody at gunpoint up the block by the firehouse.
Yeah, that SWAT
team. Oh, shit. It was on your block? On the block?
It was very interesting.
Wow.
That was funny because I came home from the doctor and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then the worst part is I'm calling them and I'm not getting reception. Who else would I call? I ain't got no...
You got your dad. You got your doctor.
Oh, yeah, because that guy helps.
You got us.
And I was like,
and I'm making shakes first time I put my headphones on because I couldn't hear the book while I was fucking making shakes. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, and I went outside and I was like, holy shit. And I'm trying to find him and he's like, yo, I can't get through. So I asked the cop, I was like, yo, can my brother get through? He's like right there. Like, can he get into his house? And then he's like, go ahead, I'll walk him over. So he walks him over. And then I'm in the hallway. I'm like, damn, I really want to go back outside and see what's happening. Like, I want to know.
He was ready. He was ready. He had his phone. He had a little helmet on. He's like picking that shit up over the bucket and
trying to get that clout.
Like, yeah, I was like, damn, I clicks. Yeah.
Like, I'm really offended that all these cops are here.
No, you got to promote from the podcast. You got to be like, yo, live from the Knuckleheads podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if you
they're
could.
Shooting. The situation is very tense. And,
I was trying to show you a picture. No, I took it on an angle because I was in the window, like, on an angle. No.
You couldn't step outside?
You see, that's, like, SWAT team? Yeah, they closed the whole block, this side and the other side.
But why aren't you showing the other side with the action, in the way?
The hater was the field reporter, and he ran inside like a bitch.
I didn't have my vest. They don't all have helmet or my badge and my knucklehead.
It's for bitches.
It's a war zone out here.
It's not in the budget, bro.
Well, I at least need a badge.
A fake badge?
So this way when they're like, who are you? And I'm like, you know, I pull out my little knuckle badge.
You,
like,
you want a sheriff?
Knucklehead's podcast. On the scene reporting. Oh, what am I? Fucking that shithead guy who wanted to be
Senator Herschel Walker? This is Marshall of Dodge City. This actually means something. This isn't a vampire, oh. Whatever the fuck is. What, he's talking about the vampire movie or some shit?
That guy bus, took one too bus many driver shots says,
everyone remember to keep your headphones plugged in. From the looks of all of you, I can already tell I hate your music. Damn.
he got a point.
Yeah, let's read a couple. Everyone knew she was crazy but me. Even my parking garage attendant asked me, what happened to the crazy lady you were dating?
Boy, that's one of those things that you're in the middle of the situation and you don't see it, but to everybody it's fucking blatantly obvious.
And this one, break the glass. I was standing around and I heard this. Doesn't she have a tattoo that says relevant? Yeah, but it's fading, so that's fitting. God damn. This one's from a train conductor. It says, all right, please have all tickets out. Better not see no Candy Crush playing, no text in your boo, just your one-way ticket to hell or Jersey, whatever you want to call it. We actually had French Rider, wasn't it with you? It was either you or the missus. I don't remember. We would come back from Atlantic City and we had a driver like that, and a bus driver. Where he was like, everyone phones away while I'm doing this speech. And like he was like, I'm gonna stand here and wait for everyone to put their phones away and take off your headphones. Because he was fucking douchebag, and he wouldn't move the bus until everybody was paying attention to him.
Jeez. So what if somebody chose not to?
And then he was like, yo, don't leave no garbage on my bus. He was like, I don't want to hear no music. I don't want to hear no phone call. Like he was going ham.
Somebody should have been like, wait, excuse me.
Can you believe this fucking bus driver? What a Hello? Dick.
And then I spring up and be like, yo, on the scene, knuckleheads report.
Yeah, I don't.
Sir, why are you such a douchebag?
I was like, man, this guy's really douchey, but the bus ride was so nice. Like, it was so quiet.
I was going to say, I bet you people that bus ride because you didn't have to deal with any of the bullshit. Because it's in the rules, right? Yeah. It's in the rules that they. When you get on there, but nobody cares.
The rules of human decency? You shouldn't be on the fucking phone.
Me and the fence rider and the analyst, we went to Atlantic City. We were on the bus together. And we literally talked the whole ride there. And we're talking about his relationship and all this stuff. And it was during a bad patch. And like, I could only imagine. Someone was like, yo, shut the fuck. We literally.
Two and a half hours we were talking.
Like, Hater, it was so bad that when I looked up, I was like, oh shit, we're at Caesar's Palace.
You should have been like, somebody would have got up and like, just dumped that bitch already, bro.
Dude, it was so bad. You remember that, Fench Rider?
Like, you a simp. Dude. It's bad. I think I blocked it out because it's so bad.
In reality, his eyes rolled into his head and he was just like twitching the whole ride. He didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Yo, for 2.5 hours, man, talking about.
I don't think I've ever talked about anything for 2.5 hours.
We have a podcast.
Yes, you have.
For two and a half hours straight? No, the same topic for 2.5 hours straight, though?
Yes, we have.
Movies.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I can see one movie?
I mean, we did a 2-hour podcast on.
What the fuck, man?
Was it Men in Tights?
That's because... And bullshit, bro. You've spoken about WoW for like 5 hours straight.
What a loser.
D&D? Come on, man. Get out of here.
All right. I'll give you those. And you can take one of these. Go fuck yourself.
At least
you came with the receipts. Right.
If you want to get...
If you pulled them right out of your motherfucking ass. Yo, how you feel about Tucker Carlson?
No, but he's getting a new spot.
He's fucking great.
On Channel 11.
He getting shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even have a TV anymore.
But did you guys know why he got fired?
About Trump.
Yeah. No, there was some text messages.
There was some about Trump that he was like, how do we keep talking about this guy? And how, like, basically the exact opposite of what he was saying on screen, he was shitting on the Trump presidency and, like, So he just got fired for the racism? That, like
but that didn't
racist?
Even matter.
Isn't Rupert Murdoch the biggest racist ever?
Because he legit said something racist in one of the texts. I forgot what it was.
Fortune cookie line?
Yes, very. Very. And Fox, and this was right before Fox didn't reveal this during their lawsuit. So it came out right after, and that shit was crazy. That's why he got fired.
They're trying to get him to go to like Newsmax or OAN and shit like that.
What's Trump's website?
He's going to have to go to somewhere independent.
Truth Social?
Yeah.
He could be a fucking brand leader for that shit.
Yeah, social media, yeah. That's going to go down in the next like year or so. They're gonna that thing is shit in the bed. And they got problems with lawsuits and shit like that.
Trump is Teflon, man. He could beat all that shit.
I agree with you.
I don't like to get my hopes up.
Damn, if something...
Because I get my hopes up and I'm like, yo, he's going
to
jail.
I don't either, because I'm with you.
Witch hunt.
he's got this... Like, what's he got? He's got this...
The fraud case is what's happening in the summer. They're literally stretching this shit out like a novella. Like, they don't want to put all of it in one fucking week. They're giving us week-to-week cases.
Well, they don't because they... Because I think what they're trying to do is it's going to make them look bad if during the election, it's like all this shit is still going down.
When does he not look bad?
He looks great.
No, but this kind of looks worse, though. But again, it's all Teflon.
This motherfucker could do anything, and then as soon as I get my hopes up that we finally get... Because we've been through so much in our lives, and like we survived the pandemic. We did all this stuff. We've seen a fucking Subway series. We've seen so much shit in our lifespan, like us personally. Dude, seeing a president actually go to jail or ex-president, like I want to see it so bad.
I just want to see it.
It's gonna be huge. I want to see it so bad, dude.
My dick would fall off.
It's gonna be so fucking. This is what I hope doesn't happen, or what I feel is going to happen. Because the only thing he could go to jail for, I think, is for the fraud case. No,
there's a couple of things he can go to jail for. The document hiding, the tampering. He's tampered with witnesses in other cases. So there's quite a few things. But that thing about some of those things have
because the rape thing he can't.
No, that's just
the document
case,
thing is what he's going to for things now. He, the document hiding and fraud, right?
That hasn't started
yet. Yeah, but the thing is, like, that seems like they got less of a chance of putting him in jail for something like that because the former president and all that stuff. So that might just be something that it's not going to happen. And as far as the fraud and all those things and his tax evasion and his fraudulent companies, that's just going to end up with him paying out cash. He's going to have to just pay millions of dollars. Yeah, that doesn't really... They're not going to be like, oh, you got to go to jail for wire fraud or whatever.
They want to go to jail.
Just slap mud.
Meanwhile, you and me will fucking be buried under the fucking jail. But I just hope whoever's president doesn't pardon them.
Unless a Republican wins.
If a Republican wins, Trump's getting a pardon out of the gate. But if a Democrat,
I don't see that happening.
Pardon him,
I think.
The only reason I don't see that happening is because it's kind of already been floated for Biden to pardon Trump or he stopped letting him get classified information. They cut off the whole thing from them. So I can see them not going down that route. But if they did, I think I would like never vote again, and I would give up on
it. The only way I could see them doing it is if he only had bullshit case. And if he had one bullshit case and they were trying to like reconnect the party lines and like do something for the betterment of democracy, I could see them doing that. But I think the amount of cases he has against him and the severity of those cases, I don't see a Democrat doing it. I do see a Republican doing it because immediately you have your base and you gain his base and you can beat the Democrats with that. So like I can definitely see one of them fucking doing it.
If they did that, then that would probably be, I would say, the bullet into the Democrats. It would be over for them, and I don't think they would win again.
But I do see the Republicans
time
doing it, though. I can definitely see them do that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. No, no. The only one, the only Republican that I would see not doing it, maybe, is Ron DeSantis, and that's because Trump
paying Ron DeSantis'
ass. But he, Meatball Ron, bro. That was fire.
That's not when a Kung Flu. Like, his best line is Kung Flu. Like, that fucking.
No, that's not his best. But yeah, when but Meatball Ron is lame, bro.
That was lame. I think Sleepy Joe was better. I think that was funny. Yeah.
Sleepy Joe is great, but in reality, I would have people workshopping this fucking shit.
He's too arrogant.
If I was his opponent, I would just be like,
all his shit is the best. I would have a team of motherfuckers writing for me.
No. That's what I'm saying. I would hire people to do all that shit and be like, yo, give me all the worst pictures, Photoshop all this shit. I want this shit coming out 24/7 around the clock, bro.
A Republican comedian.
Who?
Like, who's a big Republican comedian that's, like, well-known as Republican? Like, a stand-up. Whoever is, like, a big stand-up Republican, fucking hire them. Yo, I want you to write for me. And this motherfucker Biden's running, give me some shit. All I can come up with is Sleepy Joe. Give me better stuff. And have this motherfucker write for you. Like SNL.
Every shitty picture, every time his bronzer looks fucked
that'd be hilarious.
Every time he flubs a word, yo, I would want a fucking army of troll bots on Twitter nonstop.
The one where he's AI. You see Trump's dick. I think it's fake, but when he's getting tanned,
I'm talking about keep those shits up.
Remember, Fetcher, I remember when Beyonce complained about her picture?
Yeah, no, keep them.
That one ugly picture that somebody took of her. And they kept using that shit as a meme, and she got mad, and the fucking internet just kept using it as a meme. Dude, you just never complain on the internet, because you're an idiot. You're dead. You're like, yo, this bothers me. Oh, word? It's like high school. You can't fucking point out your flaws. They're going to shit on you.
You gotta embrace it. It's the only way. You gotta embrace it and suck it up.
You act like it's cool, then you make it lame, and then they forget about it. That's the only way, like, you can kind of win on the internet. And I think even then, they will still come back. That picture still comes around, and that shit was like 14 years ago. So, but the last two to go in before we go to Florida Man, I was scrolling down. We were talking. There's three more funny ones. This one is, this is me if I was homeless. It says, homeless man yelling at a lady with a big handbag. You should get a better purse, something small and simple and sleek. That's definitely. I'll be the gay homeless guy. Be like, damn, that purse ain't working for you, bitch. Give me a dollar for these fashion tips. This one is, professor, if you had to describe yourself using an animal, which animal would you be? And the student says, a New York pigeon, because everyone ignores me and I'm savage as fuck. I think that's a good answer. So this is the last one. Man yelling at a car with Florida plates that almost ran him over. Hey, go back to Florida. Fuck you. The driver's like, this is a rental. I'm from Brooklyn, asshole. Walk faster. That's the best one so far. I think that's the best one. That one is hilarious. I thought that was the best one. I saw that shit. I was like, oh, man. We gotta talk about this one. So every week, if you're new here, and you stayed. Every week we go over a Florida Man headline, and we try to get funny ones, and we try to keep it to the month. I don't know if that's going to happen this time because none of these are from May, but yeah. So this one is Florida woman. A little change of pace.
Oh.
This one does not have a backstory. It's just a two-liner. So, do with it what you can. Ready? Fentrider, you ready? You don't look ready.
I'm ready.
Florida woman, 73, scares off naked intruder who was gyrating in a lewd manner by taking out her dentures and yelling, Grandma got no teeth. I'm coming for you. It's the weirdest fucking... But she's in the picture, she's like, it's the weirdest thing. I thought that was funny.
I mean, I guess She was, man. That's what he wanted, right? She was going in.
This one is Florida woman calls 911 after McDonald's ran out of nuggets.
I bet you it was a fat chick.
Oh, that's fucking video. The fat bitch was like, I ordered a salad. They forgot my salad. That one. And she's like, I ordered a vegetable sandwich, and they gave me turkey and bacon. I guess I'll try it. It's like, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, no. She's like, Why did I get this?
They forgot my apple. They gave me a cookie. It's like, yeah. The other one was, this one was really weird. Florida man caught on security camera licking doorknob for 3 hours. What the fuck?
I guess he was waiting for grandma to show up to take care of business.
I just had all these in the cut, right, in this link. Florida man steals and crashes $61,000 boat belonging to the dentist who shot Cecil the Lion. That's some shit.
You know what? That's revenge.
Yeah, but it ain't like it's Harambe.
Cecil the Lion.
Shout out to my man Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe. Yeah.
Why is one above
Harambe
the other, bro?
Went out, you know, fucking like a G. And I also think gorillas are cooler than lions. I'm sorry.
This is true, but also Harambe was in a zoo and he was just a victim of the man.
Checking out the black gorilla.
Lion. Yeah. And then that lion, that motherfucker's on the plains. If he gets shot on the continent, that's his own fucking stupidity. Hey, that motherfucker could have ran Harambe. He still put up a fight.
Lion is the stupidest shit. How you king of the jungle and live in the plains? Get the fuck out of here, you poser.
Yeah, for real.
I don't even know if you can find lions. They're not in the fucking jungle. So stupid. You don't think that's stupid, French Rider?
Stupid lions.
Yo, you lying.
I don't want to say it because I'm going to tear my ass if I say it.
Dude, you know how much shit could kill lions? A hyena could kill a lion. Rhinos could kill lions. Tigers. Elephants.
And
a gun.
You know what could kill gorillas?
White people?
Bullets, bro.
The buffalo could kill a lion. A hippo could kill a lion. You know what else could kill a lion? That's the dumbest shit. And if a lion goes out like this, you a bitch. A mosquito. If you die to a mosquito, you can't be king of shit. Get out of my face.
They gave him lion AIDS.
Like, that's nuts. Like, you can't. That's when you could have used the lion, hater. Where he's like, sorry to tell you, you got AIDS. Yo, you lying!
I'm trying not to get my ass torn. Lions are not
as gangster. The one, I'll leave you on this crazy fact. Tigers, you know when you look at a tiger and you're like, man, they're orange. That doesn't make sense why they're a predator. Like, they stick out.
We know because
I just learned this. I didn't know that.
Other animals see them as green.
No.
Oh. I thought you did. My bad.
I didn't know. Tell tigers. Me.
The reason why, he's orange and it looks stupid. It's like, oh, he can't sneak up on anything. It's because the things that are his prey in the jungle, when they see him, they don't see the color orange. They see him as green. So he blends in.
They see monochromatic,
and they see him as green. So he blends in. And when they show that vision of the fucking the image of how they would see him, you can't see that motherfucker for shit. So the fence rider was trying to like, we know, but I didn't know.
It sounds like
I know because you guys know a lot.
I thought this was
it
a
sounds like you was lying.
Hey, Frosted Flakes, man. Or no, Tony the Tiger. What the fuck is Tony the Tiger? Yeah, isn't it Frosted Flakes? Yeah. Why the fuck did I? I was like Frosted Cornflakes. Flakes? No, it can't be Cornflakes. The cock.
Cornflakes is the rooster. Yeah.
Hater, remember when you wanted to get that as a tattoo? He was like, yo, I want to get the fucking cornflake rooster. And I was like, yo, you want to get a cock on your arm? I never heard him talk about that tattoo again in my life.
That's like a great tattoo.
18 years ago. I never heard him say that shit again.
For the for the tattoo enthusiast. Hey. I'm sure a tattoo enthusiast.
Yo, we're going to get you one of those stick-on tattoos, bro.
Don't get it after the surgery, okay, gotcha. So it doesn't fucking prune up. We'll do it when you lose the weight. You don't want to fucking have your tattoo prune up or stretch. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Buy our shit on Teespring. Hope you enjoyed our Florida Men's and our shitting on Lions because they trash. I'm the fanboy.
Mm. I'm the hater, and I'm glad I didn't get my ass ripped up this episode. I'm trying to change.
And I'm the fence rider. You just listen to the best podcast you've ever heard.
Just remember, a lion would never play golf, but a tiger would. I love that joke. I'm sorry. I apologize to the fans.